In sports this morning, taking a look at some more state baseball scores from Principal Park yesterday. It was Class 2A's turn to get out on the diamond with the quarterfinal round play. And Clear Lake topped Denver by a score of 10-5. It was Hinton beating Van Buren 9-1. Pleasantville topped Beckman Catholic 3-1. And Kemper Catholic was a 3-2 winner over Collins Maxwell Baxter in 8 innings of play. So that sets up the semifinal round on Thursday. At 5 o'clock, Clear Lake will take on Hinton. And at 7:30 Thursday, Pleasantville faces Kemper Catholic. So the Knights keeping their season alive with that win yesterday. Tuesday's schedule has Class 3A quarterfinal round play. At 11 o'clock this morning, the Harlan Cyclones will get out on the field. They'll take on Bishop Heelan Catholic. At 1:30, it's Dubuque-Wallert facing Solon. At 5 o'clock, it's Carlisle taking on Central DeWitt. And at 7:30, it is Pella facing Humboldt. They're in the Class 3A state baseball tournament quarterfinals today at Principal Park. 4A will get their chance tomorrow. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals game at the New York Mets on Monday night was postponed because of rain and will be made up as part of a doubleheader today, starting at 3:10 Central Time. Showers started just before batting practice was scheduled to start, and the rainout was announced just before the scheduled 6:10 start time last night. New York's Noah Syndergaard and the Cardinals' Carlos Martinez were pushed back a day and will start the opener. The Mets' Bartolo Colon and St. Louis's Jaime Garcia, who had been scheduled to pitch Tuesday, will start the second game. Because of the rainout, both teams will have to scramble to find starters on Saturday when New York hosts Colorado and St. Louis is at Miami. The Cardinals also played a doubleheader against San Diego last Wednesday because of a rainout the previous day. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday, it was Detroit over Boston 4-2. Baltimore beat Colorado 3-2. It was Toronto 4-2 over San Diego. Also, Philadelphia beat Miami 4-0. It was Milwaukee topping Arizona 7-2. Texas over the Oakland A's 7-6. The White Sox beat the Cubs 5-4. It was the Yankees beating Houston 2-1. And the LA Angels were 6-2 winners over the Kansas City Royals. And in one other score, Cincinnati topped San Francisco by a score of 7-5. Also yesterday in Major League Baseball, flame-throwing closer Aroldis Chapman is back in the National League Central. The Chicago Cubs have acquired the lefty from the Yankees for four players. Chapman is 3-0 with a 2.01 ERA and 44 strikeouts in 31 and a third innings this season after recording 146 saves and a 2.17 earned run average in 6 years with the Reds. Cincinnati sent him to the Yanks last December. The Yankees get reliever Adam Warren, 19-year-old shortstop prospect Gleyber Torres, and minor league outfielders Billy McKinney and Rashad Crawford. Warren was drafted up by the Yankees and played the previous four seasons with the team. Torres had emerged as the Cubs' top prospect. And White Sox ace Chris Sale will start on Thursday night against the Cubs at Wrigley Field, his first appearance since receiving a 5-day suspension. Sale was punished by the team for destroying collared throwback uniforms the team was scheduled to wear. The 27-year-old Sale is 14-3 with a 3.18 ERA here this year. Moving on to some other sporting news, Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett and Iowa cornerback Desmond King highlight the preseason All-Big Ten selections. Barrett was selected to the East team along with Michigan defensive back Jabril Peppers, Michigan State defensive lineman Malik McDowell, Ohio State linebacker Raekwon McMillan, and Penn State running back Saquon Barkley by a media panel. Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard and defensive back Desmond King, Northwestern running back Justin Jackson and linebacker Anthony Walker, along with Wisconsin running back Corey Clement, were West picks. Barrett, 15-2 as a starter, enters his junior season in the top spot after losing out to Cardale Jones last year and then replacing him. King, the 2015 Thorpe Award winner as the country's top defensive back, leads a team that went 12-2 and 8-0 in conference play. A state lawyer says Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta isn't a public official. Assistant Attorney General George Carroll made that claim in a filing last week. He's asking a judge to dismiss former Senior Associate Athletic Director Jane Meyer's request for an injunction blocking her layoff. Meyer has been informed that her university job is being eliminated in September. She argues she's being punished for complaining to Barta about gender discrimination. Barta reassigned Meyer outside of athletics in 2014. Noting her partner, former field hockey coach Tracy Griesbaum, was planning to sue Barta over her firing. Meyer is seeking to stop her layoff under Iowa's Whistleblower Act, which protects employees who disclosed wrongdoing to public officials. Carroll says Barta isn't a public official since he reports to the university president. University of Iowa football player says he was playing Pokemon Go in a public park when he was mistaken for a suspected bank robber, surrounded by police and searched at gunpoint. Faith Akakadi writes on Facebook that he feared for his life Wednesday in Iowa City. He explains that a bank had been robbed nearby and that he matched the suspect's description of a large black male wearing all black with something on top of his head. He says he was wearing goggles on his head at the time. Akakadi says he understands why police did what they did. He says he had headphones on and didn't respond to police commands. He thanks Iowa City Police for their professionalism. A police spokesman chalks up the episode to unfortunate timing. In NFL news, Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has been reinstated on a conditional basis by the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell, although he will be suspended for the first four games of the season. Gordon has been banned since February 2015 for multiple violations of the league's drug policies. He can take part in preseason practices and games this summer and will become eligible to rejoin the Browns on October 3rd if he stays clean. Gordon played just five games 2 years ago after grabbing 87 passes for a league-leading 1,646 yards and nine touchdowns in 2013. Meanwhile, the NFL is investigating whether a video linked to an account from suspended Oakland Raiders linebacker Aldon Smith shows him using illegal drugs. The video features an unidentified man off camera discussing a rolled cigarette with an unidentified woman, though it's not clear what's in the cigarette. Smith sent out a tweet on Monday after CSNBayArea.com reported on the video, saying, "Good try, not me." Smith is serving a one-year suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy, a punishment that is scheduled to end on November the 17th. And the league says it found no credible evidence that Peyton Manning was provided with HGH or other prohibited substances, as alleged in a documentary by Al Jazeera America last fall. The NFL said the quarterback and his wife fully cooperated in the seven-month investigation, providing interviews and access to all records sought by investigators. Manning vehemently denied the allegations and when they were made late in the season. Texas defensive end J.J. Watt has been put on the physically unable to perform list this just a week before the start of training camp. Watt recently had back surgery, but is expected to be ready for the NFL season opener after leading the league with 17.5 sacks last year. And receiver Jordy Nelson was one of six Packers placed on the physically unable to perform list. Nelson is coming back from a torn right ACL injury that kept him out of the 2015 season. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.